order my steps, walk with me. Doesn't get more inspiring on that on an Easter morning. I was asked yesterday, went down to a place that sells produce, sells shrubs. I never like to advertise from the pulpit, but I went to Knoll's Nursery down there. Because Brother Kerry and I, Knoll's, we went to grade school together. I walked in, he was back on the back on the one of the forklifts. And I said, "Brother, I need some pretty flowers to sit out on in front of some gravestones." He said, "Let me fix you up." He stopped the work that he was doing, went with me, went in back in one of these trailers that I was afraid to walk in. I just followed him. He picked out, and he says, "These are for you." Hear those amens? I love those amens back there. We're going to learn. The rest of them are going to start amen in just a second. Don't you let that worry. They're just getting warmed up. He said, "Preacher, what are you going to preach on tomorrow?" I said, "Well, it's Easter morning. I'm going to celebrate." I said, "It's not going to be as much of a sermon as it is a celebration of a risen Lord." He says, "You're not going to have much time, are you?" It's nope. Not going to have much time. I said, "The choir we've got to sing. People, we've got to shake hands. We've got to see how the welder. We've got to do all these things. But the thing we are going to do is we are going to celebrate a risen Savior. I'm going to speak for just a couple of moments. And then the gentlemen are going to come down and we are going to serve communion. And what communion is, it represents you telling God, 'Thank you for what you did for me.' We're going to pray over a wafer that represents a body that was broken upon that cross. We're going to celebrate by partaking of a small cup of juice that represents the blood that was shed on that cross. But today we are going to celebrate that that is not where the story ends. That is where the story begins, because we are going to celebrate a risen Savior." Amen? Amen. Amen. Now's the time she's supposed to scream back here. You pinch her, whatever you need to do. We'll time this thing out. We'll get this. 28th chapter in the book of Matthew. "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, his clothing as white as snow, and the guards shook in fear of him and became like dead men." The fifth verse, "But the angel answered and said unto the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts for just a few moments so we receive that special information each one of us need deep within our hearts. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen. Amen. As I was asking Kerry, I said, "Boy, you've got a lot of work up. You got a lot of Easter lilies." He said, "Yep, I sell a few." And I always wondered why it's called an Easter lily. I thought, well, maybe they plant it this time, maybe it just blooms it. It is called an Easter lily because the bloom on an Easter lily represents a trumpet. A trumpet which will sound, "He is risen. He is risen today." So for just a minute or two, I want you to just simply celebrate with me. I read about a town in Austria. There was some years ago, Napoleon Bonaparte, he was encroaching upon this town. The town's name was Feldkirch in Austria. And all the town's people came together and they started to pray. And the night before Easter, on Easter Eve, they were praying that God would spare them and would spare their city. The next morning, the church bells start to ring out to celebrate a holy day. Napoleon didn't realize it was Easter. He thought that the church bells were signifying that the Austrian army had come to reinforce the city. And Napoleon called for retreat to be sounded. And that city, because of prayer, was saved. My friend, when you start to celebrate the things that God has done for you in your life, your enemy is going to go into retreat. Because you're not celebrating the things of yourself, you're celebrating what God is doing for you. And trust me, today, the greatest miracle that has ever taken place, ever in all of time, is Jesus Christ's victory over death. Jesus Christ's victory over death. I was amazed, Miss Ruby, out in the cemetery. And Miss Ruby, you do a wonderful job. You always do a wonderful job out there. And she says, "I'm sorry, I don't want to step on your toes, Pastor," whatever I say. "You never step on my toes, and I'm happy nobody put in prayer requests that nobody's going to cover the pastor's boots today." I was even happy about that. But I know that there's many things that you've been doing with your time, many choices you can make, retirement. I asked a lady, I said, "What is retirement?" She said, "Let me tell you what retirement is. It's half the money and twice the husband." And I said, "Let me think about that." This couple had been retired. He had been retired for just a short while. And it was starting to bring a little stress, as you can well imagine. I don't know how you spend your time. I don't know the choices that you make individually. But I'm here to tell you one thing. When you start celebrating what God has done for you in your life, when you start saying, "God, I don't know, I don't get it all right, I have things in my life that I know are not right, I have things that I can't understand, I have issues that I can't solve, but I know one thing, you died for me. You died for me, and I have made a choice in my heart of hearts to simply accept what this Bible that is open in front of me, what it says about your Son, Jesus Christ." When you do that, you turn loose a supernatural power. It's called the Holy Spirit comes into your life. Does he make everything right? Nope. Doesn't make everything right. You're going to have hassles. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have things that you just make you shake your head. But you have a foundation which to stand upon. You have a gift that is given to you freely. You have something, and no matter what goes on, you can count on. When Kerry Knowles asked me, "What are you going to preach on tomorrow?" I want to say, "Well, Kerry, I'm going to tell them that I got good news from the graveyard. I got good news from the graveyard because he is risen. He is risen indeed." As a British minister, W.E. Sangster, and in the mid-50s, he started to lose his voice. Started to lose the muscles, the workings of his body. And he recognized that the end was near. And he decided to dedicate himself to prayer in writing. And he wrote this in a letter. He says, Lord, I don't mind if I can no longer be a general, but just give me a little regiment to help try to lead. And then finally, his voice just gave out. And the old legs that he walked on just wouldn't move anymore. And just a couple weeks before Easter, with his hand shaking, he wrote a letter to his daughter. And I want to finish with a statement that he made in this letter. He wrote, "It is a terrible thing to wake up on Easter morning and have no voice to shout, 'He is risen.' But it would still be more terrible to have a voice and not want to shout." We have voices. Everyone under the sound of my voice has been blessed. You may have had a difficult year. Miss Ruby was so kind in mentioning those that had gone on to be with the Lord in this past year. And oh, we think about how many funerals we have, how many people we've gone to visit, about the challenges that families have had. But I am here to tell you that there will come a day you will see that loved one. All the pain, all the suffering, all the crying will be no more. Christianity is based upon the fact that we believe in a risen Savior. And because of Him overcoming death, we have that guarantee of life. You hear those amens now? That's the proper timing on that right there. Amen. So today on Easter, I know you got potato salad and deviled eggs to eat. You got that spiral ham and you're slicing off there. You got all kind of things that you're going to be doing. You got people to see. You got to be in your best clothes for a little bit. You got to walk in. You got to try to be nice. You got the things you need to do is you need to thank Lord God Almighty for sending His Son to die upon a cross. And if you have any question, if you have any doubt, you come over see the old pastor with the white hair. That's me. In case you didn't realize that, Matt. And we'll talk. And we'll pray. And together we'll thank God for the resurrection. Heavenly Father, we've come into your house. We have opened your word. We have sung praises. We have sung praises to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. We are celebrating a risen Savior, and we thank you for that. God, once again, meet the needs of those prayer requests. Touch those bodies. So many people that I know on the sound of my voice, such issues, such challenges. God, we need a healing touch from you. And God, we thank you for it already. Now, Heavenly Father, as we're about to partake of this communion, we ask now that you bless the wafer, you bless this small cup of juice. God, you allow us to do this in remembrance of you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name and all God's people.